Hello and welcome.
Hi.
8123 podcast. We are here for another episode. Today, it is all about the Flowers in the Grave live stream show.
It's about concerts, bro.
Concerts are back.
They
are.
If
you do them over the internet, they're back.
And let me tell you, I'm just coming out of the gate. Not weird at all. Pretty fun.
Yeah. So the majority of this episode comes from the Good Morning 8123 show that we do on Pillar every morning. We did episode right after the show, kind of talking all about it. So this will be from that. If you have not listened, and if you already have, then you can skip this episode. But maybe before we hop into that, maybe we can just kind of go over, you know, talk about some things we didn't talk about then. And I guess one of those things being, you know, you said that it wasn't weird. Does that mean that you had the expectation that it would be an odd thing to do?
Oh, for sure. Because anytime we've ever done anything sort of like that, it's kind of strange. Okay. That is because we had pretty much toured for 12 years straight. And so I had a pretty close feeling of what it's like being in front of people on a stage. It's a different thing. But if you haven't played a show for 6 months, and in or your case, nine months, it feels like a show. Especially with having the screens at the front and like being able to see people on the seats. And then the people reacting to stuff, like you did feel an energy happen. It felt like playing for people, which was awesome.
Yeah. I would say the game changing thing was, you know, one of the feelings in a show that's hard to capture doing it like this is this sense of the energy of the people, and then the like feeling that you could fuck it up, and that sucks because people are there and they're watching it, you know? So the fact that we had these screens pointed at us, and we knew that there were, I mean, by how fast the comments were going, you knew there were thousands and thousands of people watching. And then you could see people like dancing. You had that pressure,
yeah,
which ultimately makes the show better.
Oh yeah, it makes it so much better.
Like, even though it like kind of sucks, you know, because you're playing in fear, but it adds it has this element that makes the show better.
Well,
had that feeling.
Well, it's like whenever we play a new song. It's like, oh, I hope this works. And
yeah,
it definitely had that of like playing a first show again in kind of a weird way.
Yeah.
Just like I said, because of the time period, how long it's been, and it could have. It's the internet. That shit sure shuts off all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, I remember I talk about it in the morning show, but there was like this thing in the back of my head. It was like, well, I hope this stays on. Like, I hope it doesn't shut off. That would suck.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think like one of the biggest things too about our shows is John, you know, interacting with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And that felt to me pretty like how it would have went, you know,
totally.
If there was people. So that was cool too. You know, I know that like some people are doing these type of shows and like recording them in advance so they can make the audio sound better and things like that. But I feel like for us, that just wouldn't work because
totally,
like you would know that you could do another take if you messed up.
Well, and there, you know, the beginning of One Sunset, right? Was that what ended up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
yeah, we had to restart it.
Yeah. Which is like normally, but that was the fun of it. It was like, it was just pure fun because if that would have happened in at a show in front of, you know, 1,000 people or something, that would have felt
that would have destroyed our show.
It would have been a little embarrassing or something, you know. Like I think maybe at this point we would, you know, completely laugh it off. But it was just awesome, and it was like it made it so it was like, yes, we're fucking, this is real. We're actually right here.
Yeah,
you know, there's no fake stuff happening right now. So. Well, and the funny, a funny thing is John during practice was like, if we fuck up, I'm going to make us play one of these again. And I was like, well, do One Sunset because we'll probably never play it again. So if we're going to double down, if we're going to double down on something, do that one.
Yeah. And we ended up kind of do that. I mean, I think... Do we even like? We didn't even get to the part where I started playing.
No, it was like.
Oh man, that's good.
All fun, man.
We hope that everybody that watched it enjoyed themselves. If you have not watched it, if you sign up for Pillar by going to pillar.club, pillar.club. You can watch it, and then you can also hear more episodes like what you're about to hear every single day. So, yeah, we had a fantastic time. Hopefully you guys did too, and we'll get into the episode of us talking about it even more. But first, a message from a sponsor.
Hello, good morning, 8123. Today is Monday, August 31st. And we are back for another show. Like to apologize that it's been a couple days here, but we've been very busy getting prepped for the Flowers in the Grave show. So generally, if this is your first time watching the show, generally every day we give you three little tidbits, as we call them, news stories, entertainment stuff that's happening out in the world. But today we're going to kind of do a little bit of a recap on the concert.
Yeah.
So
we're still feeling it.
Yeah. I figured we could begin kind of talking about the end of the era, how it feels to kind of know that chapter of our band is done now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, of all of the records, it felt the quickest to come and go. And I think half of it has to be with the fact that we haven't toured in 6 months.
Yeah.
It's interesting, but I'm excited to move on, do something new.
Yeah, it's cool. Obviously, we've ended out the eras before, but this one was just a crazy feeling. It felt unfinished because we've been off the road for so long. So it's just like it's nice to like finish the thought. You know, like it felt very relieving to be doing the show.
Yeah, I definitely woke up this morning with a bit of a kind of sense that it feels good to like be done promoting that chapter and things, and that it's kind of what we have now, this open book again, where the band can be whatever we want it to be. Sure. And obviously, it's going to be a bit until the next record, so... You know, I think this next phase, you know, is kind of more like an in between phase, which is cool because there's no pressure on an in between phase. We can just do whatever we want, have fun, take a break sometimes, go hard when we want. So that's exciting, and it feels good that now this is kind of the transition into what will become album 8. So
yeah, totally. Yeah, open slate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I said, it's nice for it to be over in a weird way though.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. Like, not that I'm like happy to see it go, but just more so it feels like, you know, like it feels like good to be like, to have any direction to go in now.
But yeah, I mean, I forgot which one you said it, but the fact that we actually got to do something for it, that helps a lot too. Woo, okay, peace out. Let's go. Let's do something new now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess to kind of talk a bit about the actual performance itself and the show and everything, I was definitely kind of nervous, not really like on the performance end of things as much as, you know, there's just a lot that goes into like broadcasting a show at that level with that much happening.
Yeah.
And for like there to be no technical difficulties, you know. So I was a bit nervous about that, but thankfully that end of things went great. And I felt like it wasn't that uncomfortable because I didn't think about it being uncomfortable at all and feeling like different than a regular show much until about 10 minutes before. And then they were like, all right, go. And then it was, all right, now we're doing it. There's such a weird feeling when you plan for something for months and months and months, when you build it up in your head so much. And then once it actually happens, there's this weird feeling of like, oh, this is what we've been working for.
Yeah, and
you almost just like have to remind yourself of that.
Mm-hmm. It is really strange, and it happens for the fest. It happens like anything that's like a big thought and you've been waiting so long for it to happen, and then you're actually that moment before, mm-hmm. you like, it's this calming but also like, oh, here it is, this thing is happening, and like you're about to live it, and then it's gonna be gone, and then it's done.
Yeah,
you don't get to redo it.
Yeah, no, totally. I think the moment that I like it felt bizarre for me was right as we went to do our pre-show when we do the We Like to Party.
Oh yeah.
It was like, because normally that when we do that, normally it's like right when we're running up on the stage and you can hear all the sound, there's all the stuff going on, and it's really chaotic there. And then when we were doing it yesterday or the other day, it was silent. And just like so calm, so like everybody was around, and it just like it felt so like calm before the storm thing. Like, yeah, it really like made me realize how this show was.
Yeah, but it is weird. Like, I was thinking when we did the live stream on Friday for the like the practice, I was like, okay, that didn't feel like a show like at all. Like, we'll just play pretty good and like people be kind of interacting or whatever. But something about when we actually did the live one, I could like feel, it was like you could feel how many people were watching, and it made it semi feel like a show, and like seeing the chat go, and then like actually seeing people like in the seats, like, like kind of moving and stuff. It was like, oh, I do have, there is a connection happening there, even if no one is here.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was super surprised by how much for me it felt like a show. And I mean, because it was a show. But,
it was
like at the end of the night and stuff, just having that like tired and hungry and exhausted feeling and like you had just done something. And I mean, that felt, it all felt to me like, oh, like I've missed this. I've missed that feeling so much. And I was so happy afterwards, and it just felt, it felt so good. And yeah, I guess like playing the songs, I felt pretty good about how that went. I feel all over was, I enjoyed that one. And I went and looked back at the video, and I was pumped on how it sounded.
Yeah, out of all the ones we were running, that was one I was nervous about, and I watched it again afterwards. Yeah, and it was fun. I was so excited once we got through that one. I was like, oh, cool! Like I was feeling so good at that point in the set. Like once, like oh man, and yeah, just reading everybody's comments during it, like as it's happening, like that was just so cool to me. Yeah. Like, I like loved that stream of consciousness. As a part happened, I could see like somebody saying something and thinking it. Like, it was just so cool.
That was an interesting thing. Like, we talked about it after the fact, but like in real time, seeing how people are actually thinking about what's going on.
Yeah.
Like typing, like what, like stupid stuff. Like the bass is cool or something. You're like, oh, I've never even, like, I don't even know if anyone can hear me.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it made you like focus on those things. Like also it's just such a different element. Like I loved that. Like I almost still want, like, even if we return back to normal, I want like a text function where there's just like comments coming up.
You're doing good, Ken. Great job.
Don't worry about it, Ken. You're fine.
Going.
Yeah. But it is funny to think about. It's like some of these songs, I mean, I'm sure we'll play some of them at some point, but some of these songs we might not play again for a really long time.
Yeah.
Like I feel it all over. I don't know if we'll I don't know if that will be in the set list that like, I don't know. Yeah. It's interesting to think about. Like, and I always kind of have that thought after the record cycle's over. It's like, oh, well, some of this is gone and you'll probably forget about this song. Like, and then someone will be like, hey, play it. Be like, oh, fuck, I forgot about that song. But yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess now let's kind of talk about some of the other elements of it. The pre-show thing. I don't know if any of you guys went and looked back at that yet, how that thing was put together, and then the post-show stuff.
I was just watching when it was happening. I would check in at the computer every once in a while and I skimmed through, and yeah, it looked awesome. It was crazy. That what a cool idea.
Yeah,
people were excited and pumped and ready to go.
Yeah, like after watching it again, it's just fun. I was so like focused on like making sure I like had the video and stuff, right? Like just getting things prepared for the show that I wasn't even like thinking about how fun that would be, like, the prep and stuff for it. Like watching them make the drinks and stuff is so great. Like it, like you don't notice when you're so zoomed in, like yourself, you know, like.
Yeah. Yeah. There was like definitely an element, I think, that it felt like, you know, like that tension was building up. Like it would be when you're sitting there and you're just listening to the random house music coming out of the speakers and you're like building up the anticipation for the show. I think we certainly like were able to get that across, which I think was a challenge to do in this kind of an environment, you know. So I was super, super, super happy there. And then the emo night thing, I think, when we do them at the actual shows, it's like trying to give people this feeling of just like absurdness, that just kind of like makes you have fun in this way that it's like, you know, to us, like, it's such a silly concept to go up on stage and play another band's song that you listened to in high school and like dance around to it. Yeah. that it's so like silly. So to think of it as a serious thing in any way,
it's like impossible.
We just can't do it. So we always just take it like one step further, and then you're kind of like out of that headspace. So to where you can just be like free. Yeah. So we tried to bring that with ours, you know, with just making it fun, doing remixes of our own songs and stuff.
Yeah, that was really fun to shoot, and in general, pretty much every time we do the emo night thing, the other night included, it is unexpectedly like weird and fun, like.
Yeah, I mean, whenever we do them actually in person, it's so funny, the people who, if it's our crowd there, it's always, everyone's in on the joke and everyone's having a good time.
Exactly.
But the times we've done it where it's like other like actual emo night things, there are some people who are fucking pissed off, and that makes it even better.
Yeah.
So yeah, and just bringing that kind of feeling into, like, it was fun because it was like we wanted the You're Okay part of the show to be like pretty serious and like, you know, like we're gonna play this and let it feel like it's supposed to. And then the second chunk, it was like, hey, we're gonna like talk more between these songs and like it's gonna be looser. And then it net brought like
started unraveling.
and then the emo night was like cap it off with like, this has just been really fun. Hopefully everyone had a great time, like smiles and laughing.
Yeah. So I texted Halvo, because you know we've had him come and you know do these things with us a bunch in the past, and I was like, yeah, just like do like a 10-minute video of you like in your room, just like make it dumb, and if you want to like hop on your exercise bike and do whatever. Yeah. and he was like, cool. And then I was texting him like, dude, I like, what's the deal? You were supposed to get me the video. It's like, I'm still working on it. And then like 6 hours later, I'm still working on it. I'm like, what is going on here? So finally at like 3 a.m. on Friday night, I get the video, and in the subject of the email, it says, I've been editing this for 16 hours. And I was like, oh my God. And once you watch it, you
know,
realize that is true.
Yeah. There is. Yeah. 16 hours of some amazing editing.
He is the funniest person on this planet, I think.
Mm-hmm.
When it started, I was like, because you sent it to us at probably like 8 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
And I was like getting ready for like getting my shit together to get to the venue. You sent it. I was like, why is Pat sending this TED talk video?
Dude.
And I was like, is this about like a live stream and like it went bad? And you're going to say like, hopefully this doesn't happen or something. That was where my head went. And not even thinking of Ted Lavender. And then it starts playing and it looks like a TED talk. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? Oh my God, it's Halvo.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, this is going to be the greatest thing that's ever happened. And wow. I couldn't have asked for it to be better.
Dude. Yeah. Dude, I opened up that video and my jaw was on the ground the entire time. It caught me off guard. Yeah, because Pat sent it to us in the morning, by the way. So like, I'm like, thinking about the show, I'm like trying to get stuff ready to leave the house, and I stop and watch that, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
it just kept getting better and better and better, and I just think it just added that extra little element that made the show, like every little detail about it, which just kept getting better.
It pushed it over the top. Just
yeah. So thank you, Halvo.
Yeah.
Well,
the night.
We hope that you guys had as much fun with the whole thing as us. And, now we will get into some of your questions.
Hey, Monica.
But first, I will not put my dog outside.
First, sponsor by Monica the dog.
A quick sponsor, Peacock.
I can't wait till we can have another Peacock ad.
I know. All right, so this one is Flowers in the Grave. Oh, wondering if Flowers in the Grave was as emotional for any of you as it was for all of us, because I was a wreck. I would say afterwards, I felt that. During the show itself, I mean, I was just kind of in the zone, and I was having fun, and it's just like, it felt so nice to be like performing. But once it was all done, I was kind of on this high.
Yeah,
that's exactly. It's as soon as we finished that it started. It really started kicking in, because prior to that, I was just so focused on everything working.
Yeah, and I think that was part of it. Like, there was this other element of like, I hope at like some point it doesn't stop or something. You know what I mean? Like, you have this other worried thing in your head that you're not thinking about normally in a show. You're not thinking that like the power is going to go out or something during a show, but like on this, you're like, I hope the internet doesn't go out or something. So it was what you're saying though. Like, after it was like, oh man, that felt,
that's what else that in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of had a crazy thing. So like once I left, I was almost home, and then Tim called me and he was like, where are you? And I'm like just about to be in my neighborhood. And he's like, go to my house now. And I'm like, okay. So I like keep going, and his door had opened up, because there was like a storm. Like, it was getting crazy, storm. And he had saw on like his Ring doorbell thing that his door had opened up. That, I don't know, I guess it's been a little like jammed or something, and his door opened up, and I'm like pulling into his neighborhood, and like there's trees falling over, there's stuff everywhere, and all of a sudden I see Tuffy just walking around the neighborhood. So I like jump out and get him, and I'm like, where's Ruby? Oh shit. So I'm like driving, and then I go and I walk up to the door, and it's wide open, and she's just sitting on the couch.
Oh my god. What?
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, it was intense.
Yeah, the storm after we left the venue was crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that was an eventful after an event.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah.
So,
man.
All right, and then last question. Since I just got an end of URK era tattoo, how does it make you guys feel, or has it make you guys feel to know that some of us has something so permanent in your honor?
It's so cool. It really is.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's one of those things that you like say how you feel about it, but really like you can't express it, because it's like when you really think about it, it's like, wait. That means like forever, like literally as long as that person is around, they have something on them to.
Yeah, it's the goosebumps on my arm.
Yeah, to like.
It's like.
Yeah.
You know, that means that they are going to be thinking about our band when they're 80 years old.
I haven't thought about it like that, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, their grandkids are going to ask them about what their tattoos are, and they're gonna explain the band, and they're gonna play one of our songs, and that's something that I don't like. As in the future, as I think about our band, I'm like, you know, we're gonna be a band for another 20 years. I don't realistically, I'm not thinking about someone being a grandmother, and like having been a fan of our band since they were in high school. Yeah. And continuing to listen. But if you have a tattoo, that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
It's insane. I haven't
thought about it like that. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
So thanks.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, no.
You think it's Incredible.
Well, thank you all for watching the show. We're going to put out a new song, or not a new song, an old song that's never been released this afternoon. So check back for that.
We love you. A new song, but an old song.
Yes. Leave your questions in the comments and we'll answer a bunch in tomorrow's episode. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
Have a good week.